The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. I'd like to invite the children to come up. Are there any floating around? Good morning. I know it's snowy and we'd rather stay home and not be out in this weather, but good morning. What do you think of when you hear the word blessing? What comes to mind? What do you think a blessing is? Love is a great blessing. What else do you think?
Peace.
Peace. Oh, man. You guys already have your master's degrees and are brilliant already. This is high-level stuff. What do you think? Anything else? What about waking up in the morning? Yeah. What about having your favorite cereal in the morning? You think? Maybe? Yeah? What do you like to have for breakfast?
A bagel.
A bagel? What if you could have a bagel for breakfast with your favorite stuff on it? That would be great, right? That'd be quite a blessing, actually.
Well, my favorite breakfast is
pancakes. Oh, yes. Pancakes are quite a blessing. What's your favorite breakfast? What do you think? You like bagels too? Yeah? Well, good morning. How are you? And so we hear in our lessons today about blessings. And while we get big things like love and peace, when we think about our lives and we think about where we are, sometimes it's just great stuff like pancakes in the morning or your favorite bagel. That's actually a blessing from God, and that we should thank God for those blessings. And so as you go through your day, or tomorrow when you have breakfast, think about this as a blessing, that you're able to have this meal and this meal that you enjoy, and thank God for that. Amen. Go in peace. All right. Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I often thought that this congregation was actually really bold the first time I walked in and I saw a statement that you made loud and clear. You planted a huge tree right in front of everyone to see. Genesis 2:9, the Lord God made all kinds of trees growing out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye, good for food. And in the middle of the garden was the tree of life. And when you think about that tree of life, it takes me right to our verses from Jeremiah. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, who trust in their God. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out their roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it will not be anxious, and it does not and it will bear fruit. You planted a tree in the middle for everyone to see, and made a bold statement by this tree of a proclamation that I think this congregation wants to make to itself every time you walk in, to its community, and I think to the world. Because most congregations do what? They put a cross up there. And that's a proclamation. But this tree makes a little bit of a different proclamation. It makes a proclamation of life. It makes a proclamation of resurrection, of living into something. And so Jesus is sitting and teaching on this level place where his 12 and other disciples are circled around him. And he lays out all of these blessings. And we go, sure, that's what Jesus is all about. People are poor and he's going to take care of them. People are hungry and they're going to be fed. Yes, that's my Jesus. And then he lays out these woes. And I think that's for us. I think those woes are for us. Those woes are for us because we make this proclamation with this tree. We make this proclamation with this tree saying we are planted by a stream, that our roots reach out into the water, and that we are abundantly blessed. And because of that abundant blessing, God has given us great and fantastic things. And Christ challenges us with these woes. Because I don't think Christ hates rich people. I think what Christ hates, if Christ can hate, is what rich people do with their wealth. And so if you're rich, and what he has seen in his time is that people that live in their wealth gloat it in front of people. We have texts of Christ sitting with his disciples and watching people come up to the church coffers in all of their finest wares, showing off for all the people around, putting money in and giving out of their wealth. And Jesus points to a widow and says, look at her. She's got nothing, and yet she gives what she has to the Lord. And so for these rich people, Jesus says they have received their consolation, that they might feel full now, on this earthly wealth, but they will be hungry. That they might laugh now in all of their abundance, but they will weep and they will mourn because there's a hole. There's an emptiness. There's a lack of focus to the people that Christ is talking to or talking about. That these rich people live out of this earthly gift that God has given them for their own self-gain. And they've wasted this blessing. It would be a tree that goes into the stream and doesn't bear fruit to care for all that are around. A tree that goes into the stream and gains all of this water and doesn't grow any foliage at all to keep those shaded. It would be a tree that takes it all in and gives to no one else but itself. You guys have made a really bold statement with this tree on the wall. And in that bold statement, it calls us forth. It calls us forth to live into this abundance that God has given each and every one of us at different stages of our life. I know I have students sitting here going, Pastor Mike, I am broke. But that wealth might not only be money. God has given you a heart. God has placed you in a situation to learn, to grow your mind, to then take that mind forth into the world and share that wealth that you are gaining here in this place now. And those who have done well with the gift of education, what are you doing with that now? Are you teaching the future? And if you have some wealth, how are you caring for that? How are you caring for that wealth so that you live in that blessing that God has given you, but you are also sharing that blessing out with others? That's the woe that Christ is laying out here. That you have been blessed now. And that you need to live into it. And this tree of life that hangs right here, this tree of life for us is right there. And it even almost hides behind me. But it's on the cross where we receive this freedom. It's on the cross where we receive the greatest wealth we will ever have in our lives, where our Lord and Savior stretches out his arms and says, "They are all mine," and claims us and loves us and sets us free. How does it feel to be so blessed? How does it feel to be so blessed that our God loved us so much that his son came and gave his life and set us free? And 3 days later, revealed himself, showed his hands and his feet, and said, "It's true. These things have happened. Live into this life and live abundantly." And so how do we continue to go forward in this blessing that we have received, brothers and sisters in Christ? That Christ has saved us on the cross. And each in our own way, Christ, our Lord, has given us gifts. Gifts of mind, gifts of heart, gifts of body. And that we continue to be called forth to spread our roots out. To go into that stream that we have been given. And to grow foliage into the world. To bear fruit into the world. Because those are our blessings that God has called us to give to others. Continue to figure out what those are in your life and continue to bear that fruit for those close to you, for those in your community, and to those places where God is calling you to be active. Amen.